This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Now we got the game here at noon again between the Islanders and the Panthers. And by the way, Florida is plus 105. The Islanders are minus 125. Islanders are favored by a goal and a half here. What do you think, Bill? Goal and a half.
You know what? I wouldn't mess with it. I wouldn't mess with it because the Islanders could get at the lead and go, oh, let's chill.
I haven't seen that from them.
No, but this is a clinching game.
That's why I'm saying I think they want to
put their foot on the gas and finish it out.
Yeah, because you've got
to
demoralize.
Do you need to against this team, though? Do you need to do that?
Yeah, but you want to do it because you want to rest just in case the whoever you're facing gets into a little more of an extended series.
That's what I'm saying. I could see them up by two goals and rest their guy, with the cup. And we get one of those cheap goals at the end of the game, and it ends up being a one-goal win.
And to expect these guys to beat the Islanders three straight, you can forget about that. So we got that going
on. You can hear it in his voice. There's no sense of it. He's so monotone, man. Yeah. It's like you should have – be grabbing the mic and like, we got to get served, something, man.
Yeah, I would love to see a leader that's a lot more pissed off. That's why I keep saying Barkov is not a number one player. Not on any team. He doesn't have the demeanor to be a number one player. It's just that's not who he is. And he has no business being a leader on your team. He has to be the second or third guy. He's supremely talented. He's supremely talented. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But there isn't that dog in him. And none of them have dog. None of them.
He sounds like a guy that's content to meet with talent out on the golf course on Friday and play golf down here in South Florida.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt. I'm with you there. So we've got that. We've got a doubleheader with the Marlins today. Remember, it's seven innings now. So at 5:05, Eliezer Hernandez taking on Alex Cobb. I don't even know if I pronounce Eliezer. I don't know what the hell it's pronounced. But anyway, Hernandez taking on Cobb. Marlins are plus 107. Orioles are minus 117. Cobb, by the way, is 1-0 with a 2.89 ERA. He's actually a decent pitcher. He was with the Rays for a few years. The over and under is 7.5 runs in this one. I would go with the under on this one, but we'll see what happens there. But Marlins, now Wojciechowski is pitching for the Orioles. When I checked a little while ago, there wasn't a pitcher yet for the Marlins for the evening game at 8:05, and I don't know if maybe they're waiting to see what happens in the first game before they decide on who they're going to throw out there.
Obviously, being a Yankee fan, know a little bit about the American League East, like the National League East with my Marlins. The Orioles took two out of three from the Red Sox earlier, and the Red Sox aren't anything. They're nothing special after Eovaldi. Eovaldi, they're pitching. They got a 5-6-11 ERA with the other three starters. But they swept the Rays, and the Rays – are always a scrappy, good team. And they just came off of that this weekend. So the Baltimore's been playing better than we expected.
Yeah. But it's baseball, and that's why the Marlins are 3-1, because baseball can do those kind of wacky things. It's one of those sports, man. The Heat are going to be off tonight. Thursday, they will take on the Bucks at 4 o'clock. Remember, they're 2-0 against the Bucks. They beat them on October 26th in overtime, 131-126. And then March 2nd at the AAA, they beat Milwaukee 105-89. So they've got a road win and a home win, and now they'll have a neutral site game as their third game between the Heat and the Bucks. And it'll be interesting to see how they match up. It's hard for me to put a lot of weight on the regular season, you know what I'm saying? But for the Heat, it'll be fun to see how they handle it on Thursday. And for the Bucks, they've already lost twice to this team. So I would imagine it's kind of like what Miami went through with Boston. They had lost twice to them, too. And they wanted a win last night badly because they didn't want to have the season sweep at the hands of Boston. They kind of want to send the message like, no, we can beat you guys. So it'll be interesting to see if the Bucks do. Is there any of that there? Because they've clinched. So they were resting their guys, you know, when they lost to the Nets yesterday.
What did Giannis play, 15 minutes or something? Yeah, like, obviously no effort there.
Yeah, they kept their top players out. So that's why the Nets, and God bless the Nets, they played their asses off. They've lost guys to injury, to COVID, all that stuff. So that team's been stripped at this point. It doesn't have a lot of talent yet. They still play hard and you know, it was a nice win for them, even though Milwaukee kind of let off the gas. And that's the thing. I don't see them going all out on Thursday because I think you're going to do the same thing with Giannis. Play him a few minutes, keep his legs going a little bit, but not to the point where you want to wear him out or you want to go crazy for this win. So that'll be, you know, that'll be interesting, but don't be surprised if it doesn't become dramatic because they don't play their guys because they did it to the Nets. Why wouldn't they do it in Miami? They're already, you know, clinched. They're already there at the one spot. They're not going to lose the number one spot. So they can coast, as they say. A little MLS action tonight. I'll be watching Portland and Philadelphia. The over and under is 2.5 goals. Go with the over. Go with 3 goals in this one. Portland is favored by 1.5. They're plus 148. Philly is plus 162. But Philly has played really well here, and they were Miami's group. So this is like a good look for Miami that Philadelphia is advancing, actually, because that was the team that was in their bracket, right? Tomorrow will be Orlando and Minnesota. And again, Orlando, another team that was in their bracket, has advanced to the semifinals. And these teams are playing for the finals, man. The finals are next Tuesday, I believe, the 11th. And so it'll be the winner of these next 2 games here between Portland, Philadelphia, Orlando, and Minnesota. So interesting stuff. 2 of the 4 are former USL teams, too. Orlando and Minnesota are USL teams that ended up making the move to the MLS. So interesting stuff to see those teams move on another level up and get to the point where they're at right now.
Funny by you. I love the look. Don't tout the Inter-Miami team. Tout the teams that we've lost to. And that's what we could hold, you know, a little grace on. Hey!
Miami has not gotten any breaks whatsoever. They've had every call against them. They've had the red cards. They've been, you know, it's just been really screwed up. So there you go. I just, you know, want to throw that in there to, you know, find a little something in there.
We can take solace in the teams we've lost to have done well.
Yes, exactly. But eventually they've got to get that striker, that offensive midfielder, but somebody that can put the ball in the goal and then kind of open it up for everybody else.